was that fair?
Well, I heard it, but not too much.
Okay. Now, what about a girl or a woman who has boyish or mannish ways?
Mm-hmm. Tomboy.
Uh-huh. Would you call somebody in high school a tomboy?
Yeah, you could.
Mm-hmm. What about if she's in college, would you call her a tomboy?
No, I doubt it.
Okay, so it's for younger?
Yeah.
What about words for a female homosexual?
No.
Have you ever heard, what about lesbian?
Yeah, lesbian.
Have you ever heard, again, talking about females with mannish ways, a word like dyke or bulldog, something like that?
Bulldaggy.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what would that mean? She acts like a boy, or she's actually homosexual?
Homosexual.
Bulldaggy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any names for a male who is sexually overactive?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about a female who's that way?
No.
What about somebody who's like that, who's sexually active? And he kind of likes to brag about it. You know, he doesn't care who knows about it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Have you ever heard the words stud or anything like that?
Uh-uh.
I mean, that kind of thing.
Mm-mm.
Now, for a female, what about the word slut?
Yeah.
Now, what would that mean?
Let me see. Not necessarily a person that brags, but, you know, like,
she has a reputation.
Yeah, a reputation.
Yeah, and she would be called a
slut.
Yeah, okay. All right. What about names for a boy or a man who's very ugly?
Mm-mm.
Or he's a real...
not a specific.
If you had to describe him in some way, if you were talking to your friend, what would you say?
Just ugly.
Mm-hmm. What about a girl or a woman who's very ugly?
Just ugly.
You ever heard people use the word dog? Boy, what a dog. What a hog. I've heard that. What about a very good looking boy or man?
Handsome. That's about
it. Have you ever heard the word hump used that way?
Yeah.
How would you say it? How would you use
that? That usually means by body. I mean, no, not by look.
Real muscular?
Yeah.
You would say he's a...
Uh-huh.
What about a very good looking girl or woman?
You know, just pretty, fine, whatever.
You ever heard people say she's a real fox?
Mm-hmm.
She's a fox.
Fox, uh-huh.
How would you give an example of that?
Oh, somebody who is, I mean, built right, you know.
Yeah. And you would call her a
fox.
You ever heard of a fat girl called a warehouse?
Uh-uh.
A real warehouse?
Uh-uh.
Okay. A person who likes to study all the time, all he's ever doing is got his nose in a book. He does that instead of getting outside or associating with his friends or anything like that.
Bookworm.
And you probably know some people like this in the classroom. They're always trying to get in good with the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Do favors for her and kind of buttering her up and all that. What would you say he is?
Well, not a teacher's fit, but I don't can think of no specific name.
You ever heard the word brown noser?
Mm-mm.
Cheese eater?
Uh-uh.
Apple polisher?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Alright, the type of school that you go into after kindergarten, that would be?
Elementary school.
Now, what grades would that include around here?
First to sixth grade.
And after that?